USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Millions of people in Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel were jolted from their beds early Monday after a deadly earthquake hit the region, collapsing hundreds of buildings and creating a humanitarian crisis. More than 500 deaths were reported in Turkey and Syria, and the toll was expected to rise. The epicenter of the earthquake was near the city of Gaziantep in south-central Turkey. Ziadan Sekir is a geologist at Ankara University on the Turkish News Channel.
The earthquake triggered several faults in the vicinity, so that's why there are so many large aftershocks.
The Biden administration is reporting China previously sent high-altitude surveillance balloons over the United States that went undetected until after leaving American airspace, a claim that was disputed by former President Trump over the weekend. The U.S. military continues salvaging debris from the downed balloon in an effort to learn more about the Chinese spying operation. China has condemned the United States for shooting down their balloon. The Canadian government says it took a proactive stance Sunday when it deployed a military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a dire security situation and to support efforts to disrupt Haitian gangs. Canada says it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force CP-140 Aurora long-range patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support as violence continues to get worse in that country. An 18-year-old girl up in Canada is experiencing beginner's luck, winning a $48 million jackpot with her first lottery ticket she's ever bought. News 4 in Nashville reported Juliette Lemieux won the grand prize last month after her grandfather encouraged her to purchase a ticket for the very first time just for fun. She is now the youngest person in Canada to win a lottery prize that large. This is USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Hey, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
There's a lot of differing opinions when it comes to the timing of shooting down that Chinese surveillance balloon.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner believes the Biden administration just waited too long to take action against that Chinese surveillance balloon as it drifted over the U.S.
Clearly, the president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Turner said the balloon had already gathered all the data it needed by the time we took action. Not so fast, says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Anytime the military is considering an operation like that, they have to consider the safety of the American people.
Appearing on CNN's Face the Nation, he said America's airspace was also at risk to falling debris. For its part, China insists the balloon was for civilian use. I'm John Schaefer.
The Republican congressman that lied on his resume to get into office has a new set of problems. Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, has been accused of sexual harassment and ethics violation by a prospective staffer who briefly worked in Santos' office. In a letter to the House Committee on Ethics, the former aide, Derek Myers, claimed that he had been put into Santos' office as an unpaid volunteer, which is a violation of the ethics rules, and outlined a sexual harassment claim. Myers shared a copy of the letter on Twitter. Beyonce broke the record for the most wins in last night's Grammy Awards. She now has 32. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.